So this week I went down to Bear Tree Park in downtown Grand Marais, and I asked some of the folks that were there what was a big change or the biggest change in their life. And here are some of the answers that I got.
So I'm Sean.
Hi, I'm Pat.
Hi, nice to meet you, Pat. So could you tell me about a big change, one of the biggest changes in your life? What would...
Well, I celebrated my 50th wedding anniversary. My husband's in a nursing home, so that's a big change. We would come here just about every year. Uh-huh. My husband was born in Duluth, and we live in Minneapolis, and this is his favorite spot. And when his... Well, he has dementia, and so this is his favorite spot, so he's always packing to go to the North Shore.
Wow.
Yeah. So... I'm here with my friend.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and I don't tell him that because he would be too upset. Yeah.
I would say the biggest change in my life right now is that my kids are getting a little older. Not ready yet to leave the house, but they're at a point now where they're, you know, started really sort of embracing their independence. And so I'm realizing that how I'm needing to function as a human being, as a mother, as a person, is in transition as well.
Personal, I can't answer questions like that.
I can't think of any big changes. Still working, about ready to retirement, and another year for retirement, just on vacation.
Well, we had a major change in our life right after we got married. We it was 5 years in. We were expecting a child, and the child was born. And we bought a house to start our lives together, and within 4 months, our child had passed away. So that was a major change for us. And you know, everything seems to fall apart, but yet everything kind of fell into place because I believe, and my wife would probably say the same thing, that it set us up to appreciate everything more, you know, especially our subsequent children. We had 3 kids after that. That was a major, major change that, unfortunately, we saw a lot of other people go through it too, because we became part of a network for sudden infant death. That's what happened to our son, Andrew.
Life just progresses as it goes. I've never had anything that was a big, something that would really veer me off course. So, are you looking for a religious experience or something?
So it seems like the answers really ran the gamut there. Primarily, people talked about their marriages or their children, but others had deeper things to talk about. One man I sat down with, I talked to him for 15 or 20 minutes after that, actually. And that was a big change for me, just going around to people that I didn't know and talking to them. It's, I mean, nerve-wracking, and it puts you outside of your comfort zone. Nonetheless, I got some really great answers about changes in people's lives. For WTIP, this is Sean McDonald.
Los tiempos van cambiando.